It's time for Breaking Chains with the P31 Ladies Night, where we will have open dialogue with our women on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Reverend Katrina Kennedy, and I would like to say welcome tonight to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies Night. I am so excited to be on the line with you all tonight, and I pray that God will continue to keep you lifted, spiritually fed, powerfully prayerful, and anointed at this time. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with a bowed down head and an humble heart, being grateful, oh God, for the blessings in which you've bestowed upon us, realizing, oh God, that it's nothing of us, but it's all of you that has brought us up until this 7 o'clock hour on August the 30th, 2017. Realizing, oh Father, that it's nothing that we did that was deserving, but you looked beyond our faults and you saw our needs. And for that, I can truly say thank you. Realizing, oh God, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing, you are in the midst. Well, oh Heavenly Father, although I may be starting out by myself tonight, I know that I have you as my pilot, as my chauffeur, as my advocate, as my speaker. You will deliver me from things that are sin and evil, oh God. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that anything that I have done that was unpleasing, anything that I have done or said that was not of you, oh God, that you forgive me. For we know, oh God, that we all have come short and sinned against the glory of God. But God, I ask you to forgive me. It's nothing that I'm too big or too bold to realize that I too have shortcomings. So I say, please forgive me, oh Father. I thank you, Lord God, for just allowing me to be a servant unto you, oh God, to be willing to spread the word of God, oh Heavenly Father. And I pray, oh God, that you will receive all the blessings, all the glory, and all the honor in which you so richly deserve, that it's none of me. So I ask you, oh God, that as you increase, that you decrease, Katrina, and you allow something that is said on tonight to draw some man, woman, boy, or girl unto you. Draw them, O God, to the cross. Draw them, O God, to the point where they say, I yield, what must I do? Be saved. And I pray, O God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. These blessings I ask in Jesus' name. No other help I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and thank God. Again, tonight I would like to say blessings and greetings unto all of you tonight. And I want to reach out to everyone by saying, if you know of someone that may not know of this word or not know of this work, that you reach out to them and ask them to dial in at any time, 858-357-9137, to join in with this discussion, or they can easily log on to the blogtalkradio.com, YAT Radio. Now, before we get started, let's go ahead and read the scripture for the hour. Tonight, we're going to come from a very familiar passage of scripture. That passage of scripture is the book of Proverbs, 3rd chapter, verses 3 through 6. And it reads thusly, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." That is the reading of God's word for God's people. Blessed be his holy name. I would like to start tonight by saying that if I had to choose this message and tag it, I would tag it with trust God with it. Trust God with it. To really just reach out to someone, to all of us, even myself tonight, because you do realize that whenever you start to minister to God's people, it has to first have some sort of positive effect on the messenger. And it has truly profoundly reached me at a point where I, too, need to learn to trust God with it. It being everything, realizing that there's nothing that I can do with it, I will truly mess it up. There's nothing that the doctors can do with it without me having faith in God. There's nothing that the attorney can do with it without me having faith in God. There's nothing that my husband can do with it. But I have to learn to trust God with it. And so in this passage of scripture, Solomon has pointed out three specific times when it is most crucial to trust God. So I have a question. When things happen that you just don't understand, when life takes unexpected turns, you don't understand, and you don't even have to understand what's happening. But instead, you must put your trust in God. Now, if I can, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome two other listeners that are on the phone tonight and giving them the opportunity to just, if they would like to say anything, feel free at this time. We have two other listeners on the line, and I just wanted to, before I get really deep and delve into this passage of scripture, Proverbs 3rd chapter, verses 3 through 6, and we're trusting God with it, I wanted to know if there any other listeners would like to say anything at this time. If it's just a hello, just to let the listeners know that you are on the line. Okay, well, we're going to keep moving right along. So Solomon has pointed out three specific times when it's most crucial to trust God. And my question tonight is, when things happen that you just don't understand, when life takes unexpected turns, and you don't have to understand everything that's happening, but you must learn to put, when I think about this topic about trusting God with it, I am brought to the passage of scripture when we're talking about Brother Job. Brother Job was a man who loved God himself. He was a man that had a relationship with God. But Job lost everything he had, from his worldly possessions, from his livestock, to his wife, his friends, his family. And while I'm sure Job couldn't understand why these things were happening to him, many opportunities had come where he could actually curse God and die. But he chose not to. When the future seems uncertain and when the future seems cold and dreary and the situation that you're in finds yourself at a place of darkness or despair, we have got in God because only God can handle it. He can handle it with certainty, and he can handle it in a such a way that if you just give it to him while you're trying to fix it yourself, you won't have to go through those extra added woes and beyond recognition, because you are really learning to trust God with it. Now, I'm talking to somebody tonight because, like I said earlier, I've had a moment in my life where I felt like just last week and this week and even as early as today that there were some things that were out of my control, and I had to learn to put my hand in God's hand and say, I surrender it all to you, Father. And I mean really stand on it. Because when you look at Job, there is no way in the world a man or a woman would want to live just freely, give their possessions and their family up. But Job did just that. He didn't have any control over it. Saints, we have no control over our situation. The trouble that we go through, if we had control over it, then we wouldn't have to go through it. And then we would just go ahead and turn it over to God and allow him to fix it. Then it won't be quite as hard, but we have to learn to have faith in God. And so what it means to trust God means to trust. It goes hand in hand, and you have to learn to obey God and show that you trust him. And the only way to find out if trusting God works is to, while it's time to take a leap of faith, it's not a blind leap, because God has never failed anyone. He has never failed or forsaken us. But the thing about it is, we have to learn to take a blind leap of faith. When we are faced with a decision, whether it's big or small, do we trust God with it? When things happen that we don't understand, when life takes an unexpected turn, when we don't seem to understand, can we just really put our trust in God? And let me see if I can break this down for someone tonight. Because when I look at the acronyms of T-R-U-S-T, it was brought to my attention that T-R-U-S-T means to totally rely upon the Savior today. Totally rely upon the Savior today. The beginning of trust is maintaining a simple confidence in one who is stronger than you. A simple confidence can be very difficult. I was listening to a minister a few weeks back, and he told us how we can trust God. He says that we can trust God, but that we have to totally rely upon the Savior. Not just put trust in him when things are going good, but to also be mindful and put extra trust in him when things are going bad. And if we can't somehow embrace the word trust by relying on the Savior today, then what he did when he went to the cross for us was a null and void point. And I know that it wasn't null and void. So there are reasons why we should trust God. And if I could expound on just a few of those reasons, one is because he is reliable. You know, this morning I will say, driving into work in my car is a little, it's low to the ground. It's a Toyota Camry. And it's an older model Camry, but it's a good car. But the water in the road was set up so high that I couldn't even see the road. But I had enough trust in that car to realize that I got to get to work now, that car was going to take me through that water. Now, if I can put trust in the car saying that it's reliable, why can't I put trust in the Word of God and learn to rely on him? Another point that I would like to make is that his character is dependable. Now, we are quick to put our faith in man. You know how it is when you start to kind of date or you court a little bit and you to go on a date and you communicate and you learn to trust this person that you are going on this date with. And the reason why you trust is because you communicate and you get to the point where you know this person on an intimate level. Well, Well, if you can learn to depend on a man that you are just meeting, then why in the world do you find it difficult to rely on Jesus, whom you've known all your life? See, man will fail you. And they don't mean to fail you. They don't mean to fail you. But what happens is, you know, you start to have a conversation, and sometimes, you know, you get a little, a little derailment from the truth. Okay, it's a lot. But you still find yourself to a point where you rely on the character of this person, the person in which you have met and you have built a relationship with. Well, Christ wants us to be more reliable and more dependable on him, because God is love, and there is no other way around it. And then another point that I would like to make tonight is that his power is inexhaustible, meaning that he never gets tired, no matter how many things it is that we put on his shoulders to carry. His power is beyond recognition. It's beyond Popeye. It's beyond that Toyota Camry that I drove to work. Because, by the way, when I got to work, the car was, you know, acting a little weird, but I still relied on it to get me there. And it did. It got me there. But Christ's power is inexhaustible. It means that his power is so high and so wide and so big that he never gets tired. See, he's a Jehovah Jireh for some of us. For some of us, he may be Jehovah Nisi. For some, he's Jehovah Rapha. But whatever he is to you, his character is dependable, and his word is reliable, and then his power is inexhaustible. And one thing I love about Jesus Christ himself, another point, he won't fail you. Man will fail you. Man-made products will fail you. Things will happen. And it happens so quickly, you know, I like to use this illustration where you can get a cell phone. And when you start to use that cell phone and you get real good and used to it, after a while, the battery will die on that phone. And if you don't get a charger to extend to the outlet or to a plug in the vehicle, then your phone will die. And it will not come back on until you get some juice to charge it up. But Christ, everything about Christ will last. We are quick to turn our backs on Christ, but he has never failed us, nor has he forsaken us. Then God, we cannot obtain even the smallest blessing. We can't face battles. We can't do anything. We can't deal with life alone. We are strong only as we confront our problems together on our knees. Ooh, that's good right there. And I'm going to stop right there. Because being on your knees is a way that you can get prostrate to the Father. Yeah, I know. I know. Some of us deal with some issues and we can't get on our knees. And I'm not talking about because we have ailments. So I'm just saying that there are times that we can't get on our knees. Well, Christ understands that. But when you can get on your knees and have an intimate communication with the Father, he won't fail you. Simply believing in God is not enough. We have to have faith and trust in the practical outwork of the faith. We keep putting our trust in so many little things. Uh-oh, here we go. We got lotto tickets. We got the casino. We got bingo. We're quick to put our trust in those things. And yet we find it on God's promises. His promises of faithfulness. His promises of provision, protection, grace, and peace. It makes us our end of holding up the short end of the stick because we hold back on the greatest confidence from the one who can affect us the most. And that's the one who's blessing in our lives. Totally rely upon the Savior today. You have to learn to trust God with your whole heart. Unconditional. And how can we understand trust? Can we understand it? After all, we find ourselves having trust in people every day. We trust whoever built the house that we live in. We trust the bank with our money. We even trust the television, the televangelist. But God wants you to put that trust in Him. Trust is the practical outworking of faith. It is when we trust God that we show that our faith in Him is real. Now, the call here is not a piecemeal type trust. It's a complete trust. Trusting in Him with our whole life, our whole being. We can't pick and choose, okay, Lord, I'll trust you with my marriage, but not in my career. Or we're going to trust you with our whole hearts, but we're going to put our whole lives in the man's hands. No, you got to put it completely in God. In the manner of, like verse 7 says, and it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. We think we know God, know better than God, but in all honesty, we don't. The reality is like with Adam and Eve in the beginning. Our wisdom and our understanding is weak. It's unreliable, but we persist in trying to do things in our own way, believing somehow that our way is better than God's way, that we know better than He does, leaning not to our own understanding. I'm sure we would like to do like Solomon, who wrote these very words. We're looking to be an example to those who are in danger of leaning on their own understanding. He started off brilliantly as a king, didn't he? He said, by asking God for wisdom and then building the temple for Him. Now, at first, Solomon pleased God and was obedient to Him. But when he began to think he knew better than God, what did he do? He went and got himself an army and imported horses from Egypt. Accumulated vast amounts of silver and gold and built himself a palace even more opulent than the temple he had just built. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. He began to oppress the people. He simply thought he knew better than God did. He leant on his own understanding, and the eventual result was the split in the kingdom of Israel and effectively the end of people of God's people as a whole nation. See, leaning on our own understanding means we lean with it so much that when we begin to lose gravity, we lose gravity. And when we lose gravity, we get off balance. But if we can just stand firm on God's word, if we can stand on the understanding of God's truth, God's ways are not our ways, and in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Now, that's good right there. In all Katrina's ways, I need to acknowledge Him. And see, the sacred secular divide is the assumption that God cares about what I do on Sunday morning in church. Oh, but not what I do on Monday morning in the office. It's an assumption that God cares about whom I give my money to, but not how I earn that money in the shin. That God cares about my Bible reading, but not about my television viewing. It's an assumption that God cares about my sin, but not about my toothache. We all make these kinds of assumptions from time to time. our lives are divided up into such a secular, and it just amazes me because the sacred with the Berlin Wall keeps them apart. And we accept this. There are parts of our lives we just don't want God interfering in. But God passionately wants to break down the dividing wall and to be God in all of our lives, for us to trust in him with all our heart. And in this verse, he instructs us, in all your ways, acknowledge him. The call is to take every part of our lives, every minute, every day, and do what? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge. That's all this part of the journey is with the Lord. Not part, but all. God is there with us in the office. God is with us in our cars, in the doctor's office, in the school, all around at all times. Even when you're going through a pharmacy line, he's right there with you. When you're at the bank trying to get money, when you're trying to get groceries, guess what? God is there. For Psalm 40:4, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his. I want you all to realize that tonight is the night that you need to learn to trust God with it. And that's a wrap. God with it. I'm going to leave this minute open for just about 2 minutes by saying, dial in. Dial in to Breaking Chains, Young Adult Talk. Tonight is P31 night, Women's Ladies Night. And if you can dial in to 858 357-9137 or log in to blogtalkradio.com, Young Adult Talk. I'm going to ask right now that you all give me a few minutes. As we take a break, I would love to play this song, one of my favorites, by Pastor Shirley Caesar, called Sweeping. We'll be back in just a little while.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
People!
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
I tell you, welcome back. I love listening to Pastor Shirley Caesar. Anything that she sings has significant meaning. But when she says that she's going to go sweeping through that city, she's talking about Jesus Christ coming and that he's going to sweep through the city. And it's a beautiful thing because when you think about how good God is, it's beyond conversation. It leaves me speechless. And it's not even about how many things that he's done for me that was so good. It's just about him being so good because he keeps doing so many things. So let's go back to talking about learning how to trust in the Savior. It's not difficult, but I'm sure someone might want to say, well, how do you trust someone that you don't even have a relationship with? Well, that's easy. All you have to do is have a desire to build a relationship with him. He says that he came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. So all we have to do is surrender it to him, and you can learn on tonight. You can start tonight. You don't have to join me. There may be a church somewhere around in your area that you may feel comfortable with, or you may feel like you're not worthy to go. And he knew all about you. He didn't make a mistake. He made you a royal priesthood. And with that being said, don't allow your fear to turn you around from a situation that you know you've been dealing with for so long and haven't had any positive results. But try building a relationship with Christ. For that's the only relationship that will last, is the one through Jesus Christ himself. And I have something that I would like to read tonight. And it's called Pure and Love, Untainted Love. It says, pure and love are not two words that we often put together. Maybe it's because most of the love we experience is anything but pure. As flawed people, we rarely love without somewhat tainted motives. We all have probably loved someone because we wanted something from them. And I'm sure we've all been loved because someone only wanted something out of it from us. We feel we have to earn someone's love by training ourselves to give them what they want. The unfortunate part is this kind of love isn't pure at all. And it doesn't come close to reflecting God's true heart. But we're so used to performing and trying to impress people we want to love us that we treat God the same way. We go around and around in circles trying to make him happy without ever stopping to consider that maybe his love is really, really and truly pure. Without any unselfish or deceptive motive. Maybe God doesn't want story that I truly love by Mary and Martha because it's perfectly captured, a capture of God's pure love. Martha worked so hard to get their every little detail right for Jesus. I think that whether she realized it or not, she was trying to impress him and earn his love. She thought he cared about how perfect and clean and comfortable his visit to her home would be. She didn't realize that his love was so pure that the only thing he wanted was to spend time with her and her sister. Because Martha thought his love was impure, her response of love to him was impure. It was all about performance. Mary, on the other hand, understood his pure love for her. Her loving response of sitting at the feet of Jesus and spending time with him came from a heart that he grasped, that had grasped his pure love for her. I am a worshiper and a worship leader because I believe worship is an expression of honesty between our heart and God. It's an exchange of pure love. We receive and experience his love for us and cannot help but give it back to him. I sometimes wonder if we view our worship the way Martha viewed her housework. Do we ever worship God like we're trying to impress him? It's easy to fall into a trap of thinking that our worship is just what it is, and that it has to be just right before God will meet with us. But when we worship this way, it can become about formula. It can lead us to idolize our songs and to focus too much on what we're singing and how things sound, all without a real heart connection. It goes on to say, don't get me wrong, I love worship songs, and I definitely have my favorites. But I want to make sure I really mean the things I sing and that my worship is just not a formula effort to win his love. In John 4, chapter in the 23rd verse, Jesus says, the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such a worship, seeking such to worship him. This verse tells me that God wants our love and our worship toward him to be pure. I don't know about you, but when I'm striving and stress someone to make them love me, well, that's not really love. It's performance. And it's not exactly what I call pure. The only way for our worship to truly be pure is for us to receive his pure love for us. We must realize that no matter what, he loves us. His love is completely pure. He does not love us because we can give him anything or do him any service. He loves us without an ulterior motive. He simply loves us for what he loves us and wants us to know him and experience that love. We can't earn his love because he's already given it to us, and I like that. That's absolutely incredible to me, and it makes me want to just worship him even more and to give him all of my love. When we focus on how good he is, that he has done for us, then we can, like Mary, focus on understanding time with him rather than just doing things for him. We can hear him, listen to him, and experience his affection for us. Only then can we respond in worship to the Lord and exalt who he is over every name and every circumstance, giving him pure love as we receive his. This is very beautiful, the untainted love. As I was reading today, I came across this, and I really would like to talk about it in a little bit. But I know that I have my friend on the line, Miss Teresa Donaldson, and I wonder if Miss Teresa is ready to just kind of dive in just a little bit and at least say hello to the listeners tonight.
Hello. How's everybody tonight? I pray that all is well with everyone. And I am really enjoying the conversation that we're having on love, tapping into the source.
Amen. It's a blessing to have you on the line with us tonight. And we've talked about trusting in God, totally relying upon the Savior today. And now we've talked about this untainted love. And I think what I love most about this article that I just finished reading is that God has no expectations of us that we are not able to fulfill. He wants us to come to Him just like we are and to just let Him love on us. And as He loves on us, then the love that we have for Him will grow. And it doesn't become a formula. It just becomes a part of life. And that's all He asks of us, to give Him more than we can give. You know, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like making a deposit into the bank. If you go to the bank and you make a deposit, and your deposit slip says $10, and you write and you give the teller only $5, then she's going to be looking for the other $5. But God doesn't operate like that. He doesn't expect us to give Him more than what we can give. He doesn't expect us to mismanage by doing more and to the point where we are pretending when we're doing our praise and our worship. He wants us to be real. He wants us to give Him our best and nothing more. So there's no reason to feel like you're not at the point where you can give, because all you got to do is just start giving on the level that you're on. If you're only able to give Him 3 minutes in the Bible scripture, then give Him those 3 minutes, but give them consistently. And then allow yourself to grow more, and then you will find yourself loving more and doing more and wanting to learn more. God's love is simple. It's simple because God is love. And what I love about talking, when we talk about love, what I love most is the scripture, John 3:16, where it says that God so loved the world that He gave. He gave what He had, His most precious gift, His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave Him for you, and He gave Him for me. That whosoever believeth in Him would never die. They would have eternal life. And that's love. That's the kind of love that everybody should want. That's the kind of love that you don't ever have to even worry about that love dying. That's that agape love. That love that goes from heart to heart and from breath to breath. On that note, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, go ahead and prepare ourselves to close out tonight. And I'm going to ask Miss Teresa to give just an encouraging word to our listeners. And then I'm going to give an encouraging word. And then we're going to pray ourselves out. But I would like to right now just play a song just to give someone the opportunity to realize that if you just say yes, God will do the rest. Stay tuned. You're listening to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies Night.
Say
You're listening to Breaking Chain with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Oh, welcome back. I tell you, I had to get composed. There's something about just being able to hear those three-letter word, yes. Just saying yes to God's will and to his way. And Shekinah Glory puts it on such a way that it just sends chills up my spine, because that's all God is expecting from us, is to just say yes. If he can give Jeremiah the words to say, if he can work with Moses and his stuttering tongue, then why can't he work through us? All you have to do is say yes. So tonight, I would like to say thank you to all of our listeners. And before we close out with prayer, I would love to have my good friend, my sister, Miss Teresa, to give an encouraging word to someone who may just need encouraging tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. I want to share this word with you. God wants to relate to you in real ways. A love relationship with God takes place between two real beings. And the relationship with God is real and personal. He is a person pouring out his love into yours. And so I want you to know and to be encouraged that no matter what's going on, as you tap into Christ, as you tap into the Lord Jesus Christ and be sincere in your heart, he is there. He is there when you with you when you think no one else is there. He sees your tears, and he bottles your tears up. And he loves you unconditionally, more than any man, woman, boy, or girl can love you. And I want you to continue to focus your eyes on the Lord. Focus your eyes on him, for that's where your help comes from. In your lonely days, in your joyous days, in your happy days, God is there with you. Be encouraged and know that God loves you. I want to read this scripture to you. And it comes from Mark chapter 12, verse 33. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is far more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. So love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your heart. God bless you.
Amen. I would love to say thank you, my sister, for those encouraging words. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. And on that note, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your will, and we thank you for your way. We said yes to you tonight, oh God. And as my grandmother would say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing a few of your handmaid servants to be willing to come and edify you, to speak about your love and to speak about how divine and devout you are if we just learn to trust in you. Oh, God, I just ask you to keep us encouraged. Keep us on the potter's wheel, oh, God. Keep us in your keeping care as we go out. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm going to ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to lift up a bow down head. We have people, your people, oh, God, who have lost. Some have lost everything. But, oh, God, let us not be so quick to come short because they have lost those worldly possessions. But allow us to raise up our bowed-down heads and knowing that if we look to you, we look to the hills, all of our help comes from you. Oh, God, I ask you to encourage and to build and to give strength to those who are fighting this rain and this hurricane that Harvey has left. But, oh, God, we say thank you because, you know, Lord, we know that there's nothing too short, too hard, or too big for you. So we don't count it as a loss. We count it as a gain because there is someone who did not know you, oh, God. There is someone who does not have the trust that they need to put in you. So we ask you, O Heavenly Father, to encamp your angels around bedsides and encamp your angels around the hearts and the minds that are slow to drift away or quick to drift away from you and slow to come back to you. To let them know, O God, that trouble don't last always. O Heavenly Father, we ask you to just continue to build up where it's torn down, and strengthen where one is weak, and to prop them up on every leaning side. Oh, God, we say thank you. We bless your holy and your righteous name. We ask you, oh, God, to just continue to just endow us with your Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We thank you, oh, God. And I pray, O Heavenly Father, that as we leave this line this evening, O God, that we are not dismissed from your presence. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You're my strength and my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other name I know. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. We would like to ask you to stay tuned on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. The Men of Valor will be on this same line. And that number, again, is area code 858-357-9137. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.